Manifesto.
St Clement edition. It's almost time for you to cast your vote in Jersey's next election. Sunday the 7th of June is election day, and following changes agreed by the previous state's assembly, this time you have more choice than you did in 2022. As well as being able to vote for up to 9 senators who will represent the whole island, you can vote for your parish constable or connetab and between 2 and 4 deputies to represent your constituency. This podcast is for voters living in St Clement, and very shortly you will hear from the candidates standing in your parish. But before we do, here's a quick reminder of how you can be a voter on Sunday the 7th of June and what you need to know if it's your first time heading to the polls.
Unlike previous elections, this year you don't need to register to vote ahead of Election Day, as thanks to a change in the law, you should have automatically been added to the electoral register if you're eligible to vote in Jersey. To be eligible to vote, you need to be aged 16 or over and have lived in Jersey for 1 year up to the 7th of June, or for 6 months up to the election plus other previous periods of time that add up to 5 years. You don't need to be a British citizen to vote in Jersey. There are 3 ways you can vote in the election. The first is postal voting. If you have applied for a postal vote, you should receive your ballot papers this month. These will need to be completed and returned to the judicial gref by midday on Sunday the 7th of June to be counted. Pre-poll, or early voting, is available to everyone, wherever you live in the island. This option allows you to cast your vote at a specific polling station ahead of Election Day, and is handy if you work shifts, have weekend responsibilities, or just want to beat the crowds. The pre-poll station is at St Paul's Centre in St Helier and is open between Tuesday the 26th of May and Monday the 1st of June. Check vote.je for the opening times. And finally, you can cast your vote in person at your allocated polling station on Election Day, Sunday the 7th of June. They'll be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and you can find out where your polling station is by heading to vote.je.
Now you know the how, let's return to the who and hear from the candidates standing for election in your area. Each candidate was invited to record a 2-minute manifesto outlining what they intend to do as a state's member if they're elected. The views they express are the candidates and not those of the Privileges and Procedures Committee, the Jersey Electoral Authority or vote.je. We cannot guarantee the factual accuracy of any statements made. There is a single candidate standing for Connetab of St Clement, Marcus Troy, Independent. Did not record a manifesto, however a written version can be found on the vote.je website and in the candidate manifesto booklet, which you should have received. As there is only one candidate standing for the role, there will be the option for voters to choose none of the candidates. This option means that no candidate is automatically elected without opposition and is only available because there is the same number of candidates as there are vacancies. If none of the candidates receives the most votes on Sunday the 7th of June, nobody will be elected to the role of Connetab of St Clement and there will be a by-election at a later date. Next, it's the candidate standing for Deputy of St Clement, beginning with Lindsay Ash, Independent.
Lloyd George said that, "Do not be afraid to take a large step." The reason he said that was because it's very difficult to cross a chasm taking 2 small ones. I think in my last stint in the Assembly, I took several large steps, and I've detailed those in my manifesto. But as for the next 4 years, what steps are we going to take, be they large or small? As a school governor, I'm well aware of the need to provide recreational facilities for young people, and indeed for old people. And that's why I was so pleased to help the paddle facility at St Clement last time through the difficult planning process. And I'm thrilled at the progress they've made. I was less thrilled to see the abolition of the plan to build a sports centre at the school to be shared by the community and the school. We need to do other things, of course. We need to address the cost of living. We need more housing for young people. And I would like to see the thresholds for pensioners increased so that those who have worked hard and put savings aside can keep that savings, those money, in their accounts. Finally, you will find a lot of people during this election telling you that Jersey's not a great place to live. They're wrong, it is a great place to live. And we do need evolution. We don't need revolution. Thank you.
Alex Curtis, Independent.
4 years ago, you elected me as one of your deputies for St Clement. As a States member, I've worked to deliver on the aims I set out when elected, contributing to thoughtful decision-making and helping parishioners with their specific needs and concerns. During this time, I've held a range of roles across ministerial government, scrutiny, and as a vice chair of the planning committee. I've voted independently with my conscience, and I've learned what it takes to be genuinely effective. If re-elected, I'll go back in with a firm sense of what I want to deliver for the parish and for the island, with a deeper understanding of how the Assembly works in practice and with the tools to do it well. During this time, my vision for Jersey hasn't changed. It starts with a built environment at a human scale, not dominated by development. Our countryside, beaches and open spaces kept genuinely open. A government that is open, honest and lives within its means. An economy that is diverse, resilient and provides meaningful opportunities to islanders. An Assembly that trusts islanders to make their own decisions, and a society that comes together to afford all islanders a good quality of life. Addressing these challenges won't happen overnight. Some, like tackling the level of public spending, require politicians who will dig deep into the data to find the problems and then propose solutions. Others, like protecting personal freedom, requires consistent, everyday decision-making that recognises the importance of defending islanders' rights. I believe I've got the skill set and experience to represent our parish well, and I've developed a range of policies that I'd like to bring to the Assembly to deliver on my manifesto. You can find out more on my website or by getting in contact directly. I hope you'll support me representing the parish of St Clement and the island again, and will give me one of your votes in this election.
Noah Jervis, Reform Jersey.
Hello, I'm Noah Jervis. I'm a St Clement's parishioner and I'm running to be your deputy. I love our island and I love our parish. Since moving here and attending La Rocchia, I've adored our culture and our community. And I love my role in working with small businesses. I want mine and my peers' future to be here. Unfortunately, this island sometimes works against working people. I know too many young people who've left the island due to lack of opportunity and cost of living. I've spoken of small businesses who are struggling with staffing and rent. And I know our older generation, who after working hard their entire lives, are now struggling with bills. We need change, and I'm ready to fight for it. As your deputy, my key goals will be standing up for the underrepresented voices in our parish, working hard to restore trust, accountability and hope in our politics, and making St Clement's and Jersey the best possible places to work, live and do business. We need to invest in islanders today to make a better future for tomorrow. We need to invest in young people by having quality education and housing benefits on island. We need to invest in families by making childcare accessible and affordable. We need to invest in businesses, making sure they're the ones who are delivering government projects. And we need to give back to the older generation through Pension Plus. I also want to make St Clement's a phenomenal place to live and be happy. That will include making sure the Scare Youth project is developed while ensuring there are places in town for students to go to. Making sure our buses are reliable and affordable, and also protecting our green spaces while making sure they're open for community use. As a member of Reform Jersey, we've got a track record of delivering for working people, and I want to carry on that work in the Assembly. Please consider voting for me when it comes to Sunday, June 7th. Thanks so much.
Mick Robbins, Reform Jersey.
Hello, my name's Mick Robbins. I served as a police officer in Jersey for 29 years. I've worked on scrutiny panels and as vice president of the Civil Service Union Prospect. All my life, I've stood up for fairness, for accountability, and for people who need someone in their corner. And that's why I'm standing for St Clement's. Because right now, something isn't right. People are doing everything they were told to do. They're working hard, they're raising families, they are playing by the rules. I speak to people who are exhausted, worried, wondering how they're going to cover the rent, the food shop, the childcare, particularly the childcare. Not next year, but right now. And what worries me most is this. Even families with two incomes, people doing everything right, are feeling like they're falling behind. That's not how it's supposed to be. I was brought up to believe that if you worked hard, you could build a life. Not an easy life, but a secure one. I've been an ordinary working man all my life. I know what it's like when things are tight. But I also know this. There was always a sense that you could get ahead. Right now, too many people don't feel that anymore. And when people lose that sense of hope, when they stop believing things can get better, that's when we have a real problem. but I do believe things can get better. I believe we can make life fairer, more secure, and more affordable here in Jersey. But it won't happen by accident. It takes people working together, properly working together, to deliver real results. That's what Reform Jersey stands for. Teamwork, accountability, and action. Time to restore that basic promise that hard work should mean something. It's time to turn the tide, and that is what I will fight for St Clement's. Thank you.
Joanne Vandenweer Mahon, Independent.
Hello, I'm Joanne, standing as an Independent for Deputy of St Clement. My headline manifesto is here and online, so I thought I'd use this opportunity to share a little about who I am and why I'm asking for your vote. Like many of you, I'm a working parent, juggling the many demands modern life places on us. I'm living it. I understand. I'm standing because both professionally and personally, I'm known for getting difficult things done. I'm ready to work to help improve life in our parish, now and for the future. Of course, I want practical solutions to ease the day-to-day cost of living. I want to see a hospital that works and a government that delivers real value for money. Most importantly, I want a community where we feel seen, heard, and safe. But the truth is, I can't deliver that alone. The Assembly is a group of individuals, each playing their part, but real progress is something that we can only achieve together. And that's where my skills come in. In my day-to-day work, I help people, teams, and companies navigate change. And change can feel impossible. But even the most difficult challenges can be overcome when people come together. I believe in people, in your resilience, in your talent, and in your ability to find a way forward. After all, people once doubted the Wright brothers, who promised us a flying machine. And now, flying is part of everyday life. With your support, I'll bring people together, listening deeply, asking the questions that matter, and keeping us grounded in our shared purpose, especially when it's hardest. I've found lasting change comes from connecting people to tangible solutions, which we can understand, believe in, and act on. Please, let me be your voice by giving me your vote on June 7th. Thank you.
Barbara Ward, Independent.
Hi, my name is Barbara Ward, and I'm standing for a second term as Independent candidate as Deputy of St Clement. I came to Jersey in 1979 and have lived in the parish of St Clement for the past 36 years. Previously, I was the Royal College of Nursing union negotiator, pensions representative, and member of the state's employment forum. Since being elected, I've been actively involved with the parish and on island-wide issues, building on my lifelong skills and former 45 years of nursing. I've held roles in the Health Scrutiny Panel, State's Employment Board, and then following the change of government in 2024, I was appointed as Assistant Health Minister, a member of the Legislation Advisory Panel and the Policy and Procedures Pension Subcommittee. I brought in the Rent-a-Room scheme and have tabled written and oral questions, propositions, and made speeches on many topics. I've achieved good team working relationships, especially within health, which must be maintained to ensure stability and continuity going forward. I wish to remain part of the health ministerial team to ensure our new hospital is built and well staffed. I've represented the island through the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association at major global conferences. I'm passionate about improving provisions for older people. They are the untapped workforce resource. We need to address the double taxation on social security payments, which affects all islanders, stop the government reducing the state's grant that goes into our social security scheme only to pay for the government's overspend. We need the introduction of the carer's allowance. Our tax system also needs an overhaul with tighter spending controls. I have the ability and the energy to continue working and representing my parish and island-wide needs. I hope the parishioners of St Clement will vote for me, Barbara, on the Sunday, the 7th of June, and thank you for listening.
Karen Wilson, Independent.
Hello, it has been an honour to represent St Clement over the last 4 years.
Our parish is a strong, caring community, but too often we do not get a fair deal. This election, you will hear many different voices, but what is striking is how much we actually agree on across the island. Candidates are talking about the same core issues: the cost of living, housing, hospital, island connectivity, government spending, and the challenges in our economy, and a new threat, the impact of new and emerging technologies on our children. With experience in health, government and scrutiny, I bring determination to turn those priorities into real outcomes for St Clement. On housing, I will push not just for more supply, but for better standards, homes that are properly maintained, affordable and fit for family life. On the cost of living, I will continue to challenge waste and inefficiency in government, because controlling public spending is how we deliver real relief to households and hardworking people. I will push for real change in the way government works to deliver real efficiency, not just promises. On healthcare, I will continue to campaign for better quality services for St Clement's. As a nurse and former health minister, I will press for what actually works: prevention and earlier intervention, more personalised medicine and community-based healthcare. I will support investment that assists the efforts of charities to deliver longer-term rehabilitation and continuing care services. On planning and infrastructure, I will stand up for St Clement residents who feel development is happening to them, not for them, ensuring that investment improves our roads, drainage and safety rather than making problems worse. And for our young people and families, I will prioritise facilities, opportunity and a community that supports them to thrive by firstly holding government to account on the promised delivery of a new youth centre for Liskeay. Continue the community development work with local schools and agencies, and campaign for more open family space to be released in our already densely populated parish. Many candidates are identifying the problems. What I offer is a clear approach to solving them. Listen carefully, act practically, and fight consistently for a fair deal for St Clement. I'd be grateful for your vote on the 7th of June to continue working for you.
That's the candidate standing in St Clement for either Connetab or deputy on Sunday the 7th of June. You can cast one vote in the Connetab election, and you can vote for up to three of the candidates standing as deputy in your constituency. If you want to find out more about them, you can read their manifestos on the vote.je website or in the manifesto booklet. You can also follow each of the hustings events via our website. Thank you for listening.